Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. We said in the previous session that the 10th hikmah of Nahjul Balagha can be dissected from two perspectives. We have already covered the first one, which has the akhlaqi and moral perspective. And now, in this session, we want to dissect this beautiful wise quote of our Mawla and Master from the governmental and political perspective. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, إِذَا قَدَرْتَ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّكَ فَاجْعَلِ الْعَفْعَنْ شُكْرًا لِلْقُدْرَةِ عَلَيْهِ. When you gain power over your adversary, pardon him by way of thanks for being able to overpower him. Becoming someone in power or gaining an influential position in society, without a doubt, is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which one could gain lots of rewards and cultivate one's hereafter by serving people and solving their problems, especially if it is to serve the society of Muslims and believers. And as Allah Azza wa Jalla has addressed in the Holy Quran in Surah Ibrahim, verse number 7, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you be grateful, I will increase you, but if you are unthankful, my punishment is indeed severe. In the case of being blessed with a powerful or influential position in a society, one of the ways to be grateful is to forgive those with whom one has personal issues and not be after taking revenge for personal matters. Instead, one must put all his focus on solving people's problems and the matters of oppressed ones. In Hikmah 414 of Nahjul Balagha, Faizul Islam edition, or 420 of edition of Subha, it is narrated that Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, was sitting with his companions when a beautiful woman passed by them, and they began to look at her, whereupon Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said a few words about the correct things to do in such a situations. Then one of the Khawarij said, may Allah kill this heretic, how knowledgeable he is. People then leapt towards him to kill him. But Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, Ruwaida, innama huwa sabbun bisabbin aw afwun an dhanbin. Wait a bit. There should be either be an insult for an insult or else pardoning of the offense. Meaning that this man has insulted me with words, so in response, I should either insult him also by words or forgive him. And of course, insulting is not something suitable for our Mawla. Therefore, he forgave the man. Also, it is narrated that towards the end of his life, Nabi Dawood gathered his children and asked them a question. What do you do if someone who is under your control violates your rule and treats you badly? One of them answered, I will punish him, but I do not go to extremes and observe the limits of justice. The other children said the same.